Profiles in Corruption rockets to number 3 on Amazon hours after book cover revealed. By Rebecca Mansour on January 10, 2020. Just hours after publishing giant, HarperCollins unveiled the cover and title of the upcoming investigative bombshell book Profiles in Corruption: Abuse of Power by America's Progressive Elite on Thursday. The book rocketed from number 822,128 to number 3 on Amazon. The book doesn't hit bookstores until January 21. Authored by Government Accountability Institute, GAI, President and Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweitzer, Profiles in Corruption is said to contain explosive revelations on leading progressives, including Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Sherrod Brown, Eric Garcetti, Amy Klobuchar, and others. As Breitbart News reported on Thursday, sources close to the publisher say the book's research findings will upend official Washington. Among these are new reporting about how five members of the Biden family, the Biden Five, siphoned tens of millions of dollars in taxpayer money and guaranteed loans. Hunter Biden is just the tip of the iceberg, said the source. A five-time New York Times best-selling author, Schweitzer has established a reputation for unearthing major national political scandals. In 2018, Schweitzer's New York Times number one bestseller Secret Empires uncovered how Joe and Hunter Biden flew aboard Air Force 2 to China in 2013, only to see Hunter's firm score a $1.5 billion deal 10 days later with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China. The book also blew the lid off the Biden-Burisma scandal in Ukraine, wherein Hunter Biden made up to $83,000 a month with Ukrainian energy giant Burisma as his father led U.S.-Ukraine policy while vice president. In 2015, Schweitzer rocked the political world with the release of his massive New York Times bestseller Clinton Cash, which debuted at number 2 and stayed on the bestseller list for 11 weeks. The book revealed how Hillary Clinton's State Department, along with eight other agencies, approved the transfer of 20% of U.S. uranium and that nine foreign investors involved in the deal flowed $145 million to the Clinton Foundation. The New York Times wrote a 4,000-word front-page story on Schweitzer's findings. The Washington Post and several others ran multiple stories on Clinton Cash's many other revelations, which they confirmed. In 2013, Schweitzer dropped Extortion: How Politicians Extract Your Money, Buy Votes, and Line Their Own Pockets. The book was so explosive that it prompted the resignation of Representative Rob Andrews, DNJ. Schweitzer reported how Andrews used $16,575 from his leadership pack to fly his family to a luxury resort in Edinburgh, Scotland. CBS 60 Minutes teamed up with Schweitzer to cover the book's investigative revelations. In 2012, 60 Minutes did a major segment that utilized Schweitzer's Throw Them All Out, the book that famously exposed congressional insider trading. The investigative reporting was so influential that 60 Minutes' report won the Joan Shorenstein Brown Award for Excellence in Washington-based journalism because of it. Congress then passed the Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge Act. As David Weigel noted, Schweitzer wrote the book that started the Stock Act stampede. The then-chairman of the House Financial Services Committee, Spencer Batches, RL, announced he would not seek re-election, following the book's revelations. Now, with the release of Profiles in Corruption, Washington insiders are eager to see what new blockbuster scandals Schweitzer has uncovered this time. As Axios reported on Thursday, Schweitzer and his team of Guy investigators reportedly spent over a year and a half researching the book. Indeed, at 368 pages, it will be the longest investigative book he has ever published.